preach in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's Gospel reading, Jesus tells a parable about an unjust judge and a poor widow. And like all parables, this story has more than one layer of meaning. It was intended, Luke tells us, to remind the disciples about the need for persistence in prayer and in their lives. And an obvious interpretation when reading this gospel is to cast ourselves in the role of the widow, pleading with God night and day until finally our prayers are answered. We know, of course, that God is not like the unjust judge of the parable. We certainly hope not. But the implication is that if even such a wicked man will give in when he tires of the widow's pleas, then surely a just, merciful, and loving God will be that much swifter to answer our prayers. I could probably just sit down now, right? That's pretty straightforward. But let's look at this parable from a different angle. Let's suppose that this widow, with her persistent demands for justice, represents God. And we are the unjust judge in this story, who neither fear God in the true sense of the word, that is, you know, in awe of God, nor do we have respect for people. I'm not casting aspersions on us. I'm just saying, let's flip this and see where it leads us. Imagine that it is God who is the one continually calling us, who continually asks for something from us, who just won't let us alone, as it were, until our resistance is broken down. In the history of God's people, this does seem to describe the way that God in fact behaves. Remember Jonah running in the other direction, but finding that he couldn't run far enough to get away from God. Think of St. Paul breathing fire and vengeance in his persecution of the people of the way, the earliest Christians, until God caught up with him very dramatically on the road to Damascus, after which Paul changed the face of Christianity. Think of St. Augustine reveling in his profligate life. He once famously prayed, "O Lord, give me chastity, but do not give it yet." He lived like this until his conversion, was made a bishop, later a saint, and toward the end of his life wrote this beautiful lament about his late interaction with God. "Late have I loved thee, O beauty so ancient and new, late have I loved thee." Doesn't God sometimes act like this with us? Perhaps God has been persistent in calling us to knowledge of our Lord. Perhaps we have strayed from the path for ever how long or short a time and have heard God's voice calling us to come home. Or perhaps it is not so much that we have strayed, but rather that we have become complacent in our Christian life and we hear God calling us to a deeper commitment. In whatever way God calls, the common experience is that God is persistent. It's just that, we might not always want to hear God's call. We may have our own agenda. Perhaps we have put our trust in the things of this world instead of in God. Perhaps we are willing to give just so much, but we are holding back on the total commitment that God wants from us. There are as many ways to run from God's persistent call as there are human beings. But God doesn't stop calling. God really is, I think, kind of like that widow. He keeps on keeping on. Speaking of the widow, remember that what she was so persistently pleading for in this parable was justice. God calls us also to further the cause of justice in this world. Remember the words from the prophet Micah. "He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God?" When we make and renew our baptismal vows, we promise to seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbours as ourselves, to strive for justice and peace among all people, and to respect the dignity of every human being. In what ways does God call us to strive for justice and peace? In what ways does God call us to strive for justice and peace in our worlds, in the week to come? It might be in our work, or in the way we treat one another. It may be how we treat those who are less fortunate than ourselves. It may be within our family circle, or within our own private domain. The widow was persistent in her demands for justice, and so must we be. And when we do that, I think we behave in a godlike way, because we finally make ourselves available, and God uses us after calling and calling and calling.